Gentlemen, welcome back to another Alpha Spout video. I come to you all once again with another rather disturbing piece of news. This is something that has taken place recently, and it has made it to internet-wide criticism, so I thought we'd take some time out and discuss it as well. So, essentially what has happened is Australian Greens Senator Larissa Waters had held this press conference yesterday, and from what I understand, this was a conference that was aimed at addressing topics such as family law and domestic abuse. And it was during this conference that this domestic violence advocate by the name of Cheryl Moody decided to come out and say this.
After a cataclysmic event like this, domestic violence peaks, women become extremely unsafe. When generally the men return home from the fires and subject them to domestic violence.
Jesus Christ, God help us all! Do you hear that, gentlemen? After a catastrophic event, firefighters are likely to come back and rape their women and abuse their women. Oh God. So this is basically what she decided to say, right? And let's be honest, it's obvious what's happening here. I mean, look at her, right? Does it always have to be a woman wearing a round neck t-shirt and pants and with short hair and glasses? And it's a good thing she doesn't have any of those weird piercings and tattoos, or it completely fit the bill for one of these absolutely bushwhack retarded feminists that come out and decided to directly just attack men based on absolutely baseless claims, right? But, you know, essentially that's what's happening here, right? This is some dry old cunt that hasn't gotten any action in months or years even, right? And she's just bitter and angry and has this whole lot of resentment against not just men, but society in general. And what she's doing here is kind of using the political and public fame and pedestal that she's got to essentially channelize out some of her resentment, right? That's all that's happening here, okay? Basically what she said is men that work high-stress jobs, right, such as firemen or military personnel and police officers and what have you, the blanket statement that she's made is that these men are, as a result of working relatively high-stress jobs, are more likely to come back home and abuse their women, right? Or hurt their women in some sort of physical or emotional way, I might assume, right? But, you know, what is this claim based on, right? She obviously hasn't got any action in months, right? So it definitely ain't based on experience, right? I'm pretty sure none of her friends are normal women. They've all got to be feminazis like her. So where is this claim coming from, right? The video doesn't really add any context to what she's saying, except for this kind of blatantly nonsensical blanket statement that she's made. But you know, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of this article, they reference an academic by the name of they reference an academic by the name of Dr. Deborah Parkinson, okay? And essentially what Deborah has deciphered is that when she spoke to women following the Black Saturday fires, she found a sort of heightened response to the amount of risk that they felt in the presence of their husbands. Well, that doesn't conclude anything, right? And it sure as hell does not support what this Moody person has said, right? All that study might imply is that generally in situations of higher risk, men tend to be more aggressive, and that might in some potential way pose a threat or risk to their women. But you know, the reason why that happens is pretty simple, right? What do men do and what do women do when there's some sort of a natural disaster? I'll tell you what they do, right? Women sit on a couch, put their legs up on a couch, and expect men to defend for them and protect them. I have never never seen women go out and perform rescue operations or fight fires or help people and what have you, right? Distribute food or pull people out from, you know, a house that has come down. Never, right? I never come across that ever, right? It's always men that do that work. Right? And if that in some way puts them in a sort of potentially aggressive or hyper masculine state of mind, what are you going to tell them to do? Not help people, right? What are you going to tell them to do? Not help people, step back, let people die. Because if you go out and help people, you're going to be more likely to go back home and hurt your wife. I mean, where's the logic here, right? That's the problem with news like this. In fact, that's the problem with people like this, this Cheryl Moody person. That's the problem with people like this. You know, it's obvious what they're saying is not based on logic. What they're saying is based on some inherent sort of emotional resentment that they've got. And what, you know, the media today has done by publicizing people like this, by publicizing ideals such as feminism and egalitarianism and LGBT and all of this crap, is given these people a pedestal, right? It's given these bitter people filled with resentment a pedestal to come out and pass legislation and pass laws and pass kind of share ideologies that might serve as an outlet for their resentment and their hatred towards men and society. But you know what they don't see is the sort of damage that this does to society in general, right? Already, I mean, if we look at the younger demographic of men and women, already there is so much polarization on both sides, right? You've got women that are kind of brainwashed with the idea that, well, all men are rapists, stay away from them. And if you look at men, they're kind of sold on the idea that every single woman that they see is eventually going to divorce, rape them. So already, if you look at the younger demographic of society between men and women, they're, you know, it's kind of like the US and Russia, or India and Pakistan, or Israel and Palestine, right? That's kind of what it is. It's they're basically bitter enemies, right? And stuff like this, it only makes it worse. I mean, we're already at a point where most, or I mean, I would say most, but some might be willing to debate this, but in my opinion, at least most Western societies have rapidly declining native populations, right? People are just not fucking, and people are just not having kids, right? The only way these societies are alive pretty much is via immigration. It's via people that kind of come in from outside that still have normal families and normal societal structures, healthy families that kind of, you know, keep the population growing, and these people naturalize over time. But the native population is basically kind of dying out, and stuff like this, I mean, this is what I don't understand about the left, right? What is their end goal? Do they want to get to a point in society where men and women are kind of two opposing forces, and families are already a concept of the past, right? Neither side can trust the other anymore, right? We all know who's to blame for it and which side is to blame for it, but apparently saying it out loud is misogyny and what have you. But anyways, so I mean, what I don't understand is what is the end goal here? I mean, what does the left want to accomplish? Do they really want to get to a point where both genders are kind of like bitter enemies of each other, and the family unit is completely dead and people don't have kids? Well, you know, that's a doomsday, right? That's an extinction event. I mean, heck, if that's what, it's inevitable, right? The only thing that concerns me here is that no one predicted it to happen this soon, right? But, you know, it's inevitable. An extinction event is inevitable. Societal collapse is inevitable. And if they want to accelerate it, so be it, right? I'm going to be long gone before any of this happens. I haven't got any kids. I know people that do. I sympathize for their kids. But hey, you know, it's inevitable. If they want to bring it on, let them bring it on. Also, one of the other things that I wanted to address is, who are they attacking here, right? In this specific article, or in this specific instance, who are they attacking? They're attacking humble men who are public servants that wake up early and come home late. You know, men that work odd shifts, early morning shifts, late night shifts, overnight shifts, to protect society, right? And these are not men. These are not men that make a shit ton of money. There are women that just sit on their asses all day in an office that make more money than these men, right? Most of these men military personnel, firefighters, police officers, they're making average wages, right? They're making very, very average wages. They haven't got, they're not raking in, 250 grand by just walking into work and sitting on their asses all day, right? And looking pretty, right? But I could pull out a whole bunch of professions that are littered with women who make that much, right? So what I'm trying to say here is these are people that kind of work towards a higher purpose, right? And I know Hammerhand did a video on this where he brought up exactly this point. And yes, I kind of decided to speak of this by looking at the video that he put out. And this point is basically me paraphrasing what he said. But essentially what he said is, and what I completely agree with, is the fact that these men are working towards some sort of a higher purpose, right? I mean, they're serving society, but by getting not much in return, let's be honest, right? Not much in return. And I mean, does this woman really think, do these people really think that these men are more likely to commit acts of violence and acts of abuse? Really? More likely to commit it than, say, illegal immigrants or felons, right? Who are allowed to kind of, who are set free and allowed to roam through society? Really? Do you really think these men are the risk? These men? Come on now, something's not adding up here. Something's not making sense here. And that's essentially what I wanted to kind of bring to light in this video. But I think that is going to do it for this video, guys. Until next time, you can write to me at askalphaspath@gmail.com with any questions or suggestions that you might have. Hey, men are kings. Live like it. Have a good one. Bye.